This is a CK to Z news update.
The government of British Columbia issued a reminder on Saturday that users of groundwater from wells or dugouts for commercial purposes must register by March 1, 2022 to maintain access rights. The requirement applies to all non-domestic users of groundwater, such as businesses, irrigators, industries, waterworks, farmers, and other enterprises. Domestic purposes such as supplying private dwellings, watering private lawns and gardens, or for animals kept as pets, or for household use, do not require licensing. It is, however, encouraged to register a domestic use well to protect water access rights in the future, and this is free of charge. For commercial users, registering by next spring's deadline will benefit from a waived application fee, which is otherwise a one-time payment stated as a minimum of $250. For those who missed the deadline, a primer called Licensing Groundwater in BC warns that, quote, after March 1, 2022, users who have not applied but continue diverting, using, or storing groundwater will be committing an offense under the Water Sustainability Act. You may be subject to fines and penalties and may be ordered to cease using water. After March 1, 2022, you will need to apply as a new user, which means your application could be refused if there is not enough water. Your priority date will not be your date of first use. It will likely be the date of application. You will no longer be exempted from paying the application fee. Your water rights may not be secured. You will be subject to all the requirements of a new application and may be required to submit a report on water availability. End quote. The Ministry of Forests, Lands, Natural Resource Operations, and Rural Development further clarified that existing groundwater users who fail to secure their access rights through a license will be treated as a new user and will not receive recognition for their historical date of first use. That historical date is important because during water shortages, older licenses get priority access to water. A representative from Red Williams Well Drilling, a company which services the entire Salish Sea area, including Cortez Island, told CKTZ News,
when you take out a water license, if somebody comes along and does something on their property that affects your water supply, it preserves you certain rights so that they can't take the water where you're trying to run a business and somebody comes along and uses the same water source and now you're going short on water. They can't do that if you have a water license in place. And that's the big benefit of the water license. And I think that was the main issue that they were trying to address when they came up with the whole scenario. In the lower mainland, they had people fighting over water. You had gravel pits utilizing water. You had subdivisions using the water. You had agricultural using the water. And there wasn't enough water to get around. So now everybody's impacting everybody else's wells. There's endless court battles as to who had the rights. That's the basis that they did what they had to do. It's the resources being overtaxed in certain areas. But, of course, the ministry can't single out one area. They have to do it provincial-wide, which is what they've done.
The Water Sustainability Act came into effect on February 29, 2016, with the following 6 years designated as a transition period to bring approximately 20,000 existing non-domestic groundwater users into the current water licensing scheme. The Act maintains that all non-domestic groundwater users who began operations on or after March 1, 2016 must obtain a license before any groundwater can be lawfully diverted, used, or stored. The Act seeks to establish equity in use and fees levied on commercial use of both surface water and groundwater. According to Partnership for Water Sustainability in British Columbia, the Water Sustainability Act is once-in-a-generation transformational legislation, and the partnership expressed concerns that, with 6 months to go, the dilemma is that a mere 1 in 5 small business owners and farmers who rely on groundwater have applied for a license.
Sandra Wood, executive director for the Cortez Community Housing Society, says that it has wide implications to every small business, commercial enterprise, clinic, motel, restaurant, resort, campground, general store, farm, marina, community hall, co-op, and apartment buildings on Cortez and beyond.